This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, it seems as though it's the season for FFA alumni dinners, dances, and auctions. This month, the Hillsboro FFA chapter will be hosting their fourth annual dinner dance, and FFA advisor for Hillsboro, Kate Niemeyer, says the event has been a successful fundraiser for the group, and the high school chapter has truly benefited from the work of the alumni.
Yes, this is our fourth annual alumni dinner dance, and I am just so pleased that the alumni does this for us. A lot of their funds go towards our transportation bill, as that was something that the district placed on us several years ago. But also, they work towards any special projects that my FFA members and I need. It'll be taking place on Saturday, February 25th. Doors will open at 5, and we'll have a dinner at 6.
And where is that going to be taking place at this year?
It will be at the KC Hall in Hillsboro again. The KCs will be doing our dinner. We'll also have soda, draft beer, a live and silent auction.
All right. Well, sounds like a lot of fun. Can people buy tickets at the door, buy them in advance? How will that work?
Well, the best way to get your tickets is in advance. We sell them in tables of 10. A table of 10 is $250. You can get a couple tickets for $50. Or individual tickets for $30, and you can get those by calling myself at the high school, 532-2841, or any of the alumni members. Our president is Wayne Wiedekin, and you can reach him at 851-0153.
Okay, well, a lot to look forward to there. You mentioned that this is the fourth annual dinner dance for you guys the alumni has put on, and you mentioned how much this has helped your FFA chapter. Could you maybe tell us about some of the projects that they've helped you purchase with these funds that they've raised?
Well, just last year, being my first year at Hillsboro, there were just several things that came up. We expanded our technology in the classroom. We have 25 laptops available for students to use on a daily basis. They also purchased a classroom set, which is 10 Briggs & Stratton small engine motors, and with that purchase came a five-day summer class in Milwaukee, Wisconsin for me to go to and for some professional development in the area of small engines. And we've got several projects in the works, nothing concrete yet, but we're just really excited to see the Hillsboro FFA and Ag Department grow with this fundraiser that the alumni has established, and we'd really like to see it grow so we can continue expanding the program.
Well, it is very exciting. It's awesome to have an active alumni group, because I know that's something that some schools don't have, the benefit of having. And do you guys meet monthly? Do you have a pretty big group that's involved? Or tell us a little bit about what it's like to be an alumni member.
Well, the alumni typically, unless we're getting ready for a big event like this, we meet the first Tuesday of the month at 6 o'clock at the Ag Building. And we just basically kind of touch base and usually give an instructor's report, let all the alumni members know what's going on in the chapter. The dinner dance is one of two fundraisers that the alumni put on. The second one happens the second Saturday in June, which is our golf tournament, which has for the last several years has taken place at the Indian Springs golf course down in Fillmore. And so unless we're planning a big event like that, it's a pretty laid-back meeting. We just kind of touch base about what's going on with the chapter, what's going on in the state as far as different alumni events.
And you're always open to new members, right?
Always, always. And we'd love to see some familiar faces to Hillsboro. And you need not have been an FFA member to join the FFA alumni. It's just a group of people who support the efforts of the Hillsboro Ag Department and the Hillsboro FFA.
Well, sounds like a great opportunity to get involved in the Hillsboro community and surrounding areas. You know, we talked a little bit about the funding that the alumni group has raised. With all of the state budget issues going on, has that had a big impact on your classroom and some of the funding that you used to receive? Or any? Could you maybe fill us in on what that's been like for you?
It could in the future. Ag funding, the ag ed line item and the ag funding coming from the state has been pretty strong Over the last couple of years, our payments have been delayed a little bit, but it has stayed pretty strong. We've been focusing on, transportation has been a cut that has been made that the alumni has been able to fill, trying to enrich some of the things that we're doing in the classroom with those engines, and hopefully maybe looking at some things for the shop, like some tools and those small engines that were purchased last year, trying to keep providing a quality curriculum despite budget cuts in the future is kind of where we're looking to go with some of the funding that the alumni has been able to raise with their two fundraisers.
Well, sounds like a great plan to me. Kate, it's been great talking with you. And before we wrap up, if you would just remind us the date, location, and how people can get tickets for the dinner dance in February.
Okay, it's Saturday, February 25th. Doors open at 5, dinner at 6. You can call the high school, 532-2841, to get a hold of me for tickets. $250 for a table of 10, $50 for a couple, or $30 individual.
Hillsboro FFA advisor Kate Niemeyer, and we'll be back in just a moment. In some unfortunate news, the Department of Agriculture expects net farm income in 2017 to drop 8.7% compared with last year. For 2017, the USDA Economic Research Service predicts net farm income will fall to $62.3 billion, down 49.5% from the 2013 record high of more than $120 billion. Following several years of record highs, net farm income trended downward from 2013 to 2016. Net farm income is a conventional measure of agricultural sector profitability that's used as part of the U.S. gross domestic product calculation. The expected decline in 2017 farm income is driven by a forecast reduction in the value of farm production. Crop value of production is forecast down $9.2 billion, while the value of production of animals and animal products is forecast to decline by less than $1 billion. Switching gears again to talk about local news, we have a couple of community events, and we're going to stay on the topic of FFA alumni groups. The Gillespie FFA alumni will have a pancake and sausage or biscuits and gravy breakfast on Saturday, February 25th from 7 to 10 a.m. The breakfast will be held at the Gillespie High School, and the proceeds will go towards a scholarship fund for FFA students. Another event coming up, the Central Illinois Livestock Feeders will have an annual dinner dance on Saturday, March 4th at the Witt Lyons Building. The dinner dance begins at 6 p.m., and for more information, you can call 217-273-4768. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.